This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
The clothes designer Coco Chanel, founder of the fashion and perfume company which bears her name, is one of the icons of France. But today, that icon has been tarnished by a biography which claims to show she was an ardent anti-Semite and a Nazi spy. From Paris, John Laurenson reports.
Comment vous vous appelez?
Je m'appelle Coco.
The trailer for the 2009 film Coco Before Chanel. It's just as well the movie was about her early life, because her later life would have made a less charming biopic, if in any case her new biography, Sleeping with the Enemy, is to be believed. It was already known that Chanel did not have a very glorious war. It was known that she spent the 4 years from 1941 to 1945 in a suite in the Ritz, which she occupied thanks to, and along with, a certain Hans Gunther von Dinkelager, otherwise known as the Baron Spatz, an attaché at the German embassy who, some said, served his country's intelligence services. It was also known that Chanel, after having become the first fashion designer to launch a perfume with Chanel No. 5, used the anti-Semitic laws of collaborationist France to try to recuperate the brand she'd sold to a Jewish family. But Sleeping with the Enemy takes these charges to a new level. Its Paris-based American author Hal Vaughan told France 3 television he has unearthed a highly incriminating document.
C'était un papier de 18 pages.
It's a document of 18 or 19 pages in which it is formally declared by the police that Gabrielle Coco Chanel was a Nazi agent, Vaughan says. The document gives her code name, Westminster, and the number of the German military espionage service concerned. Vaughan says the designer was motivated by three things.
D'abord, primo, opportunist.
First of all, she was an opportunist, he says. Secondly, she was very, almost fanatically anti-Semitic. Thirdly, she was very frightened by the Bolsheviks. Vaughan says his revelations are backed up by evidence gleaned from archives in several countries, but his claims are denied by the Chanel Fashion House, which is still owned today by the Wertheimer family Chanel tried to depossess during the war. In a statement, the company says it is clear that the years of the occupation were not the best time to live a love story with a German. As for her supposed anti-Semitism, it is not admissible to allege such a thing, the company says. But the novelist and former member of the French resistance, Edmond Charles Roux, author of a 1971 biography of the designer, had a different defence for Chanel when she was interviewed by France Info. It was common in France at the time, she says. If you had to count all the anti-Semites, it would have taken a very long time. It was a violent evil which was often voiced in Chanel's entourage. One shouldn't forget that her last lover was called Iribe and that he was anti-Semitic to the point of insanity. Charles Roux also believes that Winston Churchill got it right about Coco Chanel in 1945. Churchill had known Chanel while she was the lover of the Duke of Westminster, whose name, says Vaughan, inspired the German choice of codename for Coco. After the liberation of Paris, the British Prime Minister intervened to have Chanel freed, saying that what she'd done was insignificant and that she should be left in peace. Sleeping with the Enemy was published in several countries on Wednesday, but not in France. John Laurenson, Deutsche Welle Radio, Paris.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.